John, I thought you absolutely dominated that game, but obviously disappointed to walk away with nothing.
Yeah, disappointed, but totally different feeling to the Newport and the South End game. I thought all we asked for over the last week was performance levels and also to play how we want to play. And I thought our energy and application was excellent. Most of the lads, usually when you get a 7 out of 10 for most players, with Zelly and other players probably pushing a 9, you usually pick up points. And I think I'm disappointed, yes, but not from the performance. I thought that type of performance, we've played much worse than that at home and I'm taking 3 points. Sometimes you get kicked in the teeth a little bit, but we'll take it together. We make mistakes together as well, and we'll take some positives from that and we'll move forward. And we've just said then that we can't wait for the game on Tuesday now. So if you get a similar type of performance, then you will pick up points.
Yeah, you say about making mistakes together, and it was that mistake which proved crucial from Liam Kinsella.
Yeah, but again, we've all made that mistake. I've got no problems with Liam. The kid wears his heart on his sleeve, and I think if we all go through your life not making mistakes, then I think we'd all be lying. I think it's what you do after your mistakes, and I thought his performance after that was rock solid, and that shows what a strong character that kid's got. So we'll take that mistake together. That isn't Kintz, that's the team. And we'll build on that for Tuesday night.
And you've spoken before, haven't you, that, you know, it is a young side, you know, mistakes can happen. Well, regardless of age, mistakes can happen.
If you think what our aims are, why I took the job on, because we develop our own players. We've got 5 players from our academy starting today, and that's something to be proud of for all of us who are associated with the club, fans especially. Robbo, I think, is the first keeper to come through our academy in the history of the club. Young Liam Kinsella has been here since the age of 7. We've got Amar up top. We've got Kieran in there as well. Reece comes off the bench. Maz is chomping to start the game. So there are 6 or 7 players who could be our regular first teamers. Now that's something to really be proud of. Something to drive us forward as well. Mix that in with some experience with the players that we brought on, with Tyler and Adam Chambers. And then we're in a good place. Strange to say where we are in the league, but I hope from that today we started to just show why the fans have been frustrated. We know we have to improve the way we play and the energy levels. We give that today. We give that against Shrewsbury. So 2 solid performances, but you don't always get your rewards. What you've got to do is take belief from your performance. Performance levels were really good.
You mentioned the fans' frustration. They waited till the end to show a bit of their frustration. But are you appealing for patience because the signs are there of a young side and a promising side with potential?
Yes, of course. I hope it's not. They were there to see it today. I thought Corey Roberts had a mature display in the centre of defence against a difficult opponent as well. So he gets stronger and stronger each game, and we should all take pride in it. I mean, we should take pride in helping these players achieve their dreams. It's an incredible opportunity. There will be ups and downs, and we've had a little bit of a rocky patch, but if you keep churning out performances like that, there's only one place we will go, and that is higher up the league. So really positive from a disappointing performance.
And you mentioned Liam Roberts. You've talked about before, you know, if people perform well, they will keep the shirt. He kept the clean sheet against Shrewsbury and started today, and he didn't really have a whole lot to do.
No, he didn't, but he was still a pivot for when we wanted to keep it in the back as well. So I thought he did what we asked of him today. And again, the opposition have had 1 shot on target. If we can keep that to most games, then we'll be in a good place. But yeah, I'm pleased for the young lads and the group. It's a strange one. Listen, we can stay here all night. Of course we're disappointed, but I'll be energised in the morning to actually start thinking about Fleetwood. And Monday morning we'll come in and we'll be taller and ready to take on the challenge on Tuesday.
You mentioned Fleetwood. Is this one of those occasions where the game coming up so quickly, it's good timing?
I think so. I think when you're the energy levels they've been showing in training and their quality, we took that onto the pitch today. And if we can carry that forward and just tweak a few things on Monday, then we'll be looking for a similar performance. And I'd like to ask the fans to get down on Tuesday night, and they can be part of something where this young team starts to really pick up and get confidence, and then we can be dangerous.